Welcome, it is the review after Liverpool 1, Burnley 1. It is not a house of fun, but we move forward in the hope that Liverpool can find some feet in this season. I'm talking about Liverpool, gents. No one's showing any willing to put a run results together. And I'm talking about two wins on the spin, really, including the top six currently. So it's a bit of a funny league. We're recording this just after Everton have just gone to Villa and won 1-0, which compounds the misery in loads of ways of the dreadful stat of not winning against any of the newly promoted sides. Sean, we'll focus on this one from the very beginning. There's the McAllister omission. You would imagine that's either relating to the player carrying something, a bit of medical advice, or maybe the manager just wants a sub. I think the other thing to really note with this is you get a bit more Florian Wirtz popping up on the right. And we've seen that in the past network for this one when we've looked at stats, Brom. He is more right side. And I just wonder what you think about how that plays into how Liverpool start the game, particularly first 20, because it felt like to me watching us, every time we built up, it was down the left. If you look at the passes received from both fullbacks, Kirk has a double the amount of Frimpong. We're not using Frimpong a lot at all, really. I don't know how much of that was down to how Burnley set up, how we wanted to attack, and maybe where we were using certain players. But a lot to delve into. First things first, how did you view the team and the setup?
In terms of the team, I'm going to do this in reverse order because I think he's looked at his approach and then assessed his team. So he's clearly coming up against this 5-2-3, 5-4-1. What he's looked to do is say to primarily Gravenberch, but it's a bit of a role share with Curtis Jones for me, that they want Gravenberch, or when he's not there, Curtis Jones controlling Anthony, and they want him controlling the area around Anthony. And why is that? Arne Slot quite often wants a spare man at the back. He is happy to go sort of man be man when he needs to, but knows that at some point Anthony and Marcus Edwards will be pulled back into shape, so therefore the risk is quite low. So if you like, that gives Konate or Virgil, depending on where Brocker is, number 27 for those who have been watching the game. And then you've got the challenge here is then Marcus Edwards, who would obviously at that point in time was playing on Burnley's right, Liverpool's left, and normally it would be Virgil van Dijk to control that, but Dominic Szoboszlai would then be in front. And then you've got almost fullback v wing back primarily. Now, the key thing that he's wanted to do is when Liverpool are not just in that build up, but when they're at the risk of a counter attack mid block, and particularly when Liverpool are pushing on, until Anthony drops into that 5-4-1 shape, it was almost like Gravenberch had a man marking role on him. Now, the other factor with this is when Burnley have the ball with their goalkeeper, and of course they're going to want to go long plenty of times, but you can see that Liverpool had almost set up man for man as a forward line.